观众朋友们，大家好，今天是9月2号，星期三，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥表示，为了制止中共政权渗透美国的大学还有研究机构，窃取美国的知识产权，特朗普总统已经在认真考虑限制中国的留学生还有学者来美国的措施，并且将在近期内公布。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期一在接受华盛顿地区一家地方电台采访的时候，特别举了中国驻德州休斯顿总领事馆为例，来说明了中国的学者跟留学生们多年来窃取了美国几千亿美元的知识产权。那么在访问当中呢，蓬佩奥国务卿还特别提到了，他说有千人计划，有那些中国政府制定来渗透美国大学系统的努力。你也可以看到国务院决定要求关闭中国驻德州休斯顿领事馆，那里是间谍的巢穴，我们关闭了领馆，把他们送回家。而提到中国窃取的知识产权呢，蓬佩奥国务卿说那很疯狂，然后他们中国回过头来拿窃取来的资料发展产品，再透过补贴那些产品反销售到美国来，像 TikTok 那样子的人工智能机械学习软件公司，那些是他们从美国盗窃的知识产权当中学习来的资料和知识。接着呢，在访问当中，节目主持人询问，如果直接限制中国留学生还有中国学者在几年之内都不可以入境美国，是否是最直接又简单的处理方法？对此呢，蓬佩奥国务卿说，他说我不想提前在总统正在评估的决定之前宣布，虽然不是每个来这里的中国留学生都在奉命为中国共产党工作，但是特朗普总统已经在认真考虑这种做法，我想你会在未来几个星期、几个月内看到更多的信息。中国共产党正在对几乎所有的中国留学生进行监视，确保他们从事中共希望他们做的事情。你可能不会认为他们是正式意义上的间谍，但是因为中共针对他们在国内的家人采取的行动，许多学生受到为中共搜集情报的巨大压力。那美国之音记者呢，在星期二的时候则是询问了白宫，就是关于蓬佩奥国务卿所说的这样子的事情，是否特朗普总统正在这个认真的考虑要限制中国学生还有学者来进入美国，那么在这方面是否有新的进展，以及这样子的一个政策的考量的背后是否有更深刻的国家安全考量。不过呢，到截稿之前还没有收到白宫方面的回应。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢发自白宫的报道。
在美国，将一些在南中国海帮助中国政府建造岛礁的公司列入了黑名单之后，菲律宾则表示不会终止与这些公司的合作。另一方面， TikTok 在美国的出售计划因为中国政府的新政策而可能遭到阻碍。
菲律宾总统杜特尔特的发言人罗克星期二说，菲律宾将不会终止与被列在美国黑名单上的中国公司合作的基础设施项目，菲律宾将做出自己的决定。罗克说，杜特尔特不会跟随华盛顿的做法，制裁涉及在南中国海建设军事性人造岛礁的中国公司，因为基础建设是国家的当务之急，菲律宾将追求自己的国家利益。他说，菲律宾的国家利益是确保旗舰项目完成。上周五，菲律宾外长表示，他将建议菲律宾政府终止与所有因涉及在南中国海人造岛礁的建设和军事化而被列入美国的黑名单的中国公司的合约。美国是与菲律宾签有协防条约的盟国。据 CNBC 报道， TikTok 已经选定了在美国的买家，最快可能是美国时间周二就宣布。目前最有可能的买家是微软和甲骨文，沃尔玛日前也与微软结盟参与购买。不过中国日前对科技出口制定了新的管制规定，专家说这意味着字节跳动公司如果出售美国 TikTok 业务，需要首先得到北京的同意，而来自北京的批准起码需要等待30天。美国总统特朗普以 TikTok 可能存在损害美国国家安全的威胁为由，于8月14日下令中国公司字节跳动90天内从在美国运营的视频共享应用软件 TikTok 撤资。
对于马克西蒙来说，香港是他的家，他在那里生活了20多年。这样一位热爱香港的美国人，在最近回到美国之后，发现自己可能没有办法再返回香港。他的银行账户被冻结，而且他也不知道自己是否被香港政府通缉。这一切的主要原因是他为黎智英工作了20年。
My name is Mark Simon. I work for a group called Next Digital, which is, and the Next Media Group of companies. My position there is basically what we call group director. I work in the public group, but also mostly in the private side, where I work for Jimmy Lai. I've worked for him for 20 years, since 2000. I consider Jimmy my friend and his family friends of mine. So I think I went on about four or five of the marches that Jimmy's been on in the last year or so in the fall, largely because we were getting a lot of reports that somebody was going to try to do something physical. As far as me being wanted, well, Oriental Daily News says I'm wanted. When We Post says I'm wanted. The police have my phone number. I still have a Hong Kong number. They've called it before. They have my number. They know who our lawyers are. They'll represent me. If I'm wanted, then that's it. I will say that my bank accounts have been frozen in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is my home of choice. In other words, that's where I love Hong Kong. It literally depresses me to know that I can't go back there for maybe quite a long time, okay? And it depresses me to no end. But why would I go back and cause everybody trouble? I'm an American citizen. The American government has a duty, you know, not only a moral duty, they have a legal duty to protect an American citizen. So if Mark Simon's going to be basically go over there, well, everything gets messed up and everybody else moves down a slice when they have to sign, they have to deal with me. If you're like me and you're in trouble there, you just need to leave, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I know people don't like to hear that, but the fact of the matter is what you don't want to be is a burden on the movement. You don't want to be the person who ties it down. I don't believe that Westerners should be on the streets during the demonstrations. So my belief is that, you know, you help and you do what you can, but you should not put yourself in a position where, you know, you're the one who is going to be causing trouble on the streets there. I think it's, you're basically going to help the CCP, because they're going to point to you and they're going to say, hey, look at this guy. You know, they do the same thing to me. As far as the U.S. government goes, there's something in America of history, and an awful thing happened in World War II, and then we had a massive crush of immigrants. And, you know, we used to say the Jews who came over after World War II were Hitler's gift to America. In other words, you know, we got all this incredible talent, we got all these incredible people that showed up. The Hong Kong people that come to the U.S. or go to the U.K. or go to Australia, that's Xi Jinping's gift to the world. You know, if we could get 200,000 Hong Kong Chinese every 2 years or 200,000 a year for a number of years, that would be fantastic. It would be sad for Hong Kong because we'd probably get the best and the brightest. But for America, oh, what a huge win that would be.
美国本周表示将与台湾进行新一轮的高级别双边经济对话，美国将由副国务卿领衔，以表达对台湾的支持。
美国国务院负责东亚事务的助理国务卿史达伟8月31日在传统基金会主办的一次视频会议上说，美国的最新举措是华盛顿内部对长期以来的一个中国政策所进行的一系列重大调整的一部分。他还说，美国将继续帮助台北抵抗中国共产党对台湾施压、恐吓和边缘化的运动。华盛顿还将里根时代对台湾的六项保证解密， 1982年，华盛顿在与北京磋商美中第三个联合公报，也就是817公报期间，向台北方面做出了六点保证，其中包括不会更改美国有关台湾主权的立场，未曾同意在对中华民国军售前征询中华人民共和国的意见等。
美国和以色列的代表星期一从以色列起飞，抵达阿布扎比，这是从以色列起飞飞往阿联酋的首次商业航班。
美以代表团乘坐的这架飞机飞越了沙特阿拉伯的领空，这也是以色列商业航班首次飞越沙特领空。在美国的斡旋帮助下，以色列和阿联酋本月早些时候同意建立外交关系，阿联酋将成为继埃及和约旦之后第三个与以色列实现关系正常化的阿拉伯国家。美国和以色列官员将与阿联酋官员举行会谈，美国代表团包括特朗普总统的高级顾问女婿库什纳，还有国家安全顾问奥布莱恩、中东问题特使伯克维茨和伊朗问题特使胡克。
基诺沙市的抗议活动已经持续了数日，星期二特朗普总统访问了该市。
美国总统特朗普周二访问了威斯康星州基诺沙市，这里已经爆发了超过一周的抗议警察暴力和种族歧视的示威活动。在此次访问中，特朗普视察了因暴力示威而被毁坏的商店，此外他还参加了一场有关威斯康星社区安全的圆桌会议。在会议前，特朗普赞扬了地方执法部门的工作，还表示目前的局面很快会结束，并说将从经济的角度提供帮助。这场连续数日的示威起源于上周的一场警察枪击，一名警察在试图逮捕黑人男子雅各布·布雷克时，向他的背部连开七枪，致其下身瘫痪。示威开始后几天，一名持步枪的白人少年向一群示威者开枪，三人中弹，两人死亡。
美国的种族紧张局势已经成为了总统大选的焦点。上周，特朗普总统以强烈的治安信息回应抗议活动，而他的民主党竞争对手拜登则对此表示批评。
在俄勒冈波特兰市，特朗普的支持者与种族平等倡导者发生冲突之后，民主党总统候选人拜登星期一指责特朗普总统在周末引发致命暴力。
He may believe mouthing the words "law and order" makes him strong, but his failure to call on his own supporters to stop acting as an armed militia in this country shows how.Weak he is.
星期六在波特兰乘车的特朗普支持者，其中一些人带有武器，他们跟过去三个月每晚举行抗议活动的黑人的命也是命示威者之间发生对抗，此后一人被枪杀。波特兰的枪击案受害者隶属于一个名为爱国者祈祷者的保守主义组织。特朗普总统星期天在推特上用伟大爱国者来称呼支持他的波特兰反抗议者。上星期在威斯康星州基诺沙市，一名黑人在与警察对峙后被击中背部七次。在由此引发的抗议行动中，一名特朗普支持者开枪击中三人，其中两人丧生。在共和党全国代表大会上，特朗普总统批评种族平等示威者是无政府主义者，并批评民主党人宽容这些团体实施的暴力行为，以维持非洲裔美国选民的支持。
If the Democrat Party wants to stand with anarchists, agitators, rioters, looters, and flag burners, that is up to them. But I, as your president, will not be a part of it.
拜登星期一强烈谴责支持或反对者的任何暴力行为。
It's lawlessness, plain and simple. And those who do it should be prosecuted. Violence will not bring change.
特朗普总统星期二访问基诺沙，但威斯康星的民主党籍州长托尼·埃弗斯事前写信要求他不要来，并说你的出现只会拖延我们战胜分裂的工作。波特兰的民主党籍市长特德·惠勒还批评特朗普涉嫌煽动美国的仇恨和分裂。特朗普在推特上称惠勒为傻瓜，原因是他没有请国民警卫队恢复治安。拜登试图让特朗普无法遏制新冠病毒大流行成为竞选的主要议题。目前还不清楚特朗普的法律和秩序的焦点是否会改变选举的动力。但是民意调查现在显示，在密西根和宾夕法尼亚等主要选举摇摆州，拜登在领先特朗普方面的优势出现缩水。美国之音帕登华盛顿报道。
美国的警察部门大多并不要求警察拥有大学学历，但是最近的一系列非裔美国人在警察的控制下死亡的事件，使得人们重新开始关注警察培训还有教育的问题。
帕特里斯·马龙担任警察已经两年，他认为上大学专攻刑事司法专业让他成为一个比较好的警察。
So dealing with people on a regular basis, in college and then coming out and being able to deal with the community, college provided me that aspect and gave me the courage and everything I needed and patience, a lot of patience to go out, talk to people.
几个黑人男子和妇女在警方监控下死亡的事件，使得人们特别关注美国警察接受培训的问题。2017年，一项研究发现，在教育方面，美国绝大多数的执法机构超过80%只需要高中毕业证书。2010年，在警察季刊上发表的一项研究发现，受过大学教育的警察在工作中使用武力的可能性减少40%。
But I would venture to say somewhere in the high 90 percentile of our officers come here with a bachelor's degree.
警察马龙的上司不仅是一个警长，也是一个大学教授。
College teaches you how to be a critical thinker.A big part of the college experience is for you to look at things and to think through them beyond the obvious. It exposes them to different ideas. And you know, one of the things you hear all the time is whether there's bias in law enforcement. Well, it's ridiculous to think that everyone out here doesn't have any kind of bias at all. But what's critical is you understand what those are and you manage those things. And I think college and that exposure really helps you with that.
法尔警长认为，所有的美国警察都应该有大学学位。但金钱和其他资源可能造成障碍。
Pay structures, what agencies can pay, what they can bring to bring that level of professionals across the country varies tremendously. I happen to work in a very affluent community that really demands a high quality education of our staff. Not to make any less of departments that might be somewhere else in the country, but they may not have those same resources. So putting that qualifier as a mandate, I think would be really difficult.
大学教育似乎不会改变乔治·弗洛伊德的结局。一名警察跪在这个明尼苏达州的男子的颈部将近8分钟后，他因而死亡。据报道，因弗洛伊德之死被起诉的4个警察当中，3个大学毕业。
Black lives they matter here.
Black lives they matter here.
因弗洛伊德之死而爆发的“黑人的命也是命”的抗议活动后，警察马龙注意到有些他在工作上来往的人的一些变化。
I mean, it's changed a little bit. I've noticed that.You know, there might be, the community might be a little distant. But like I said, you just go out, you do the same thing that you do before. You just reassure the community that you're there for them, that you're there for their safety. And that's how you regain their trust. Going out every day.
美国之音记者梅卡尔，维吉尼亚州阿灵顿发来报道。
新冠病毒大流行带来的一个积极影响，就是使人们重新认识到了清洁工人的重要作用。他们为了公众的健康还有环境的清洁，每天都冒着生病的风险来工作。
The residents, didn't really appreciate us in the beginning because they just thought we were trash. I mean, you bring your trash to us, but we're not trash.
不过在固态废料行业长期工作的蒂尼塔格林说，这个观念正在改变。如今他在维吉尼亚州的一个运转站工作，那里有些员工因新冠病毒而请假。
Some people have gotten sick and they've gotten family members and household members that have been sick and they need to be tended to.
美国的废料处理工人超过40万，由于新冠病毒封锁，在家垃圾因此增加了25%，对工人的需求因此比以往任何时候都大。
If garbage sits on the street for even a few days, it creates a public health problem. The garbage contains pathogens, it generates liquid if it rains.
流行病学家说，处理垃圾并不是导致环卫工人感染病毒风险较高的原因，实际上是他们和社区的互动，以及他们作为必要工作人员增加了对外接触。
A person who is infected, who is coughing, sneezing, speaking, singing,and doing any of those things can transmit respiratory droplets, and even small droplets we call aerosols.
在全国各地，并不是所有的环卫工人都能迅速得到防护装备。美国第二大的垃圾搬运公司共和废品处理公司已经面临有关工作安全条件的抗议。
I think in the early days, folks were concerned, and they were rightly concerned because there were a lot of unknowns. We had to obviously consider social distancing, all the appropriate PPE. We're doing the sanitizing multiple times on a daily basis.
虽然共和废品处理公司工人的工会同意情形会有所改善，但他们说该公司给感染新冠病毒的员工10天额外带薪假的政策仍然有问题。
We learned out later that workers who were told to self-quarantine.And tested negative were forced to use their sick days and their vacation days to compensate for this. This just encourages you to come in sick.
工会还要求共和废品处理公司更积极地提供感染病毒员工的人数。必要员工权益的支持者说，对染病风险不该只说声谢就了事。
In some locations, the employers have been providing hazard pay, extra money on an hourly basis to workers.That's still the exception, not the rule in the industry.
They deserve it. I mean, just dealing with a lot of traffic on a day-to-day basis, not only are your residents, but you've got your commercial haulers as well. And sometimes it isn't very pleasant.
不管愉快不愉快，格林都保持住自己的职守和幽默感。
The Solid Waste Management Program, we're always at your disposal. We'll never refuse you. And we talk trash every day, all day.
美国之音记者罗尼维卡·伊格莱西亚斯，维吉尼亚州报道。
洛杉矶的一位艺术家用精致的折纸鹤来纪念因为新冠病毒而死亡的美国人，全美的新冠死亡数量超过了18万。
艺术家卡拉·芬德伯克3个月前开始制作纸鹤，他把这些粉红色、蓝色、黄色和许多其他颜色的纸鹤串起来，挂在他的艺廊里。
I was feeling the loss, and one way to process that was that I started folding cranes, because cranes are a very traditional Japanese symbol of carrying the soul to heaven.
他尝试每天晚上制作10只纸鹤，但在5月14号，美国的新冠病毒死亡人数超过了88000个，他意识到要花24年才能完工，因此他开始对外求助。现在志愿帮忙的人每天送来几十只优雅的纸鹤。
And so I started receiving boxes and bags. Sometimes I would get one crane with one name on it. And then I would get some boxes would have 300.
现在数以百计的纸鹤挂在他工作室的天花板上，其他有的放在桌上，有的堆在箱子里，还等着加入这个提醒人们新冠死亡人数的悲伤标志。
I feel like this space is holding the place for the remembrances of the souls we're losing.
根据疾病预防控制中心的数据，到8月13号星期四为止，美国已有16万多人死于新冠病毒。
一个由艺术家组成的委员会，几乎和美国首都华盛顿特区所有的纪念碑、空地还有公共场所有关联。我们一起去了解一下。
华盛顿是一个重要的城市，一个像展示橱窗一样具有标志性景观的首都。这是因为大部分的公共项目规划都要通过总统任命的美术委员会的审议。该委员会是美国国会1910年建立的。
The idea was to really lift the image of the city as an important international capital, and to really push that idea of dignity and beauty and all these things that really contribute to the image of the city.
这个小组引导华盛顿的建筑发展，并就艺术和国家象征相关的事物，比如说奖牌和硬币，向联邦政府提出建议。最近备受瞩目的项目之一是白宫的新围栏，现在还在安装中。
Basically, almost doubling the size of the fence and give it some kind of.Blast and ram protection. So everything, all the pieces had to be beefed up.
在施工期间还得要好看。自从2001年恐怖攻击以来，安全问题一直是当务之急。
We try to make it not look so much like it's there, or find ways to make it feel like it's part of the visual environment. So it doesn't feel like you're going into a place that's really repellent. We actually work to try to make it still feel dignified and welcoming.
白宫前面的宾夕法尼亚大道过去是一条忙碌的大街，它在1995年由于安全顾虑禁止车辆通行。美术委员会在保持安全区域的美观方面有其影响力。在林肯纪念堂，倒影池有保安屏障的作用，但游客不会知道。同样的，通往华盛顿纪念碑的走道也是如此。
It is perimeter security, but you don't really feel like it because it's actually a beautiful curving ramp that goes up.To the monument itself.
太阳能、暴雨排水和城市景观是委员会即将面临的一些最新问题。几十年来，需求发生了变化，但委员会始终专注于维持高品质的外观，让美国首都永不失去这种特殊的光泽。美国之音记者梅卡尔，华盛顿报道。
机器人可以从事沉重的、重复性的工作，但是却没有办法处理需要人类判断力还有智慧的工作。现在有一个两全其美的办法，就是让人类穿上机器人外骨骼。
尽管保护者 XO 外骨骼看起来像是直接从一部超级英雄电影里大步跨出，它其实已经准备好了在现实世界里的工作。它是一个可穿戴的机器人，可增强使用者的力量。
Anybody who's wearing the Guardian XO can lift up to 200 pounds. It really augments your strength, your performance. You move the way you normally would move. So if you were to go to grab something to lift it, it responds to your movement and gives you that strength to do that activity.
XO 承担所有的重量，并通过腿部把它转移到地面。它让90公斤感觉只有4.5公斤重。
Whether you're big, strong, small, man or woman, you can do the same task.
在最近的一次演示中，观众们体验了 XO 的手臂如何赋予他们超强的力量。只要几分钟就可以穿戴好，一旦就绪，外骨骼会根据使用者的身体运动而反应。
So this robot is very intuitive. It follows me, does what I do. I don't have to think about it.
We have something we call get out of the way control. What this allows is any operator to jump in and actually just move the way they normally would, and the robot is constantly getting out of their way.
第一代的 XO 机器人将在军队、航空公司和建筑业取得工作。
The second most common reason for someone to miss work is back injury. They're getting injured while they're lifting heavy equipment, while they're doing repetitive tasks, and the exoskeleton can take the burden from the operator through the exoskeleton and eliminate that injury.
尽管保护者 XO 机器人在家里做家务很有用，但目前他会去的地方是负担得起一年$100,000租金的产业。美国之音记者马特·迪波尔，旧金山报道。
好的。以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。